Hello, you beautiful, beautiful people. I hope that Wednesday has brought you joy, happiness, wherever you are on Wednesday, whether it's Wednesday morning or the night time that you're listening to this. I just hope that you've had a good day. If you're waking up this morning, I hope that you're waking up feeling happy, ready to seize the day. If you're listening to this later on, then I hope that you've achieved absolutely everything that you wanted to do today. And if you haven't, then it doesn't matter. Don't beat yourself up about it. Tomorrow is another day that we can do everything that we want to do. So, but yeah, don't beat yourself up. It's the worst thing that you can do. We all fail. I fail. I failed at my no eating meat the past couple of days because I get paid tomorrow, which is Wednesday, but Wednesday is the day that this episode's coming out. But yeah, so it's Tuesday right now while I'm doing this, so I get paid tomorrow. So like these past 3 days has been a bit of a struggle. I think I had like about £1.79 in my account. I went and bought eggs today with that, and Max got a sweet off of me because we still had some money left. But yeah, so it's been pretty tough this past 3 days. So I ran out of veg, and the only thing that I had in the freezer was meat. So I had to eat meat, but let me tell you, kind of like I'm definitely going back to the eating veggie stuff. Because I felt quite lethargic on the meat. There's definitely been a change eating the meat rather than eating the veg. Kind of like I've definitely noticed it. Like even on my run today, like I noticed it wasn't. I felt kind of like heavy or heavier. Like my timing wasn't too bad. But kind of like I felt a lot heavier. It was really weird. I feel like I've got meat sweats, or like I'm hotter than I normally am, and yeah, it just doesn't feel right. So I will definitely be going back on to eating just the veg and the rice. I need to properly have a look after I've been paid. When I go shopping, I'm gonna have a look at some other things. To see. So that I'm just not eating the same meal for the whole entire time. But saying that, actually, like, that meal that I make is absolutely filling as anything. It is really nice. I don't mind it. I don't mind eating that meal. I would quite happily eat that meal. Maybe not for the rest of my days, but I would quite happily eat it for a good few months. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting, though, to try and see what vegetarian stuff I can get. I'm also going to try the hardest not to yawn, but I can already feel it coming on. But I went and read a couple of things about it. Also, one of the listeners was texting me again this morning, and he said that when I yawn, I say, "Oh my God." So, and then he gave me a couple of topics to speak about. So, perfect. Cheers to that, man. It's been much appreciated, because I should have thought about that myself. It might be a quite controversial topic, though, you never know. But we'll go into it anyway. I don't care. Controversial topics are where it's at, is it? But yeah, so kind of like, I was having a look at yawning. I couldn't find out if excessive talking makes you yawn. It was all just about continuous yawning and all that kind of stuff. But it did say that if you're yawning with me, then yeah, I can, like, you feel close to me. It's like you feel empathy towards me, or they can, like, you feel close to me. So I'm sorry if I'm making other people yawn while I'm yawning. We're all getting close together now. Because you've been listening to me for so long. Well, it feels like for so long. But how many episodes are we on? 26 episodes. Like, that's not bad. It's really not bad. I can't believe I've got 26 episodes out. I love the fact that it's now on Apple Podcasts as well, because I've got an Apple phone, so being able to go onto the Apple Podcast bit and find my name in there, it's It's still quite mind blowing, really. But yeah, so living the dream here, really. Well, really, I am. Kind of like I've got a podcast, so. So yeah, kind of like it's interesting. People are listening. People are giving me some good feedback. My TikToks today have actually been getting quite a lot of good feedback, which has been really nice. Really nice. I like having those interactions with people. I like being able to help. I've even gotten people say, telling me that they're like they act like I'm their friend basically because I help them out so much. It was like, I hope you don't mind. And it was like, well, why would I mind? Kind of like, if you want to call me your friend, then that's absolutely perfect for me. Like, I'm not going to say no or anything like that. If that's the way that you look at me, then I'm glad that you treat me, that you think of me as a friend. It's really nice. The conversations that I have on TikTok are absolutely amazing. I'm still waiting for the trolls to hit me, but I haven't got as much followers as the trolls do when they come up, but that is it. I've only had TikTok for what now? A couple of months? I think I've got like about 300 followers, like 1,500 likes on all my videos or something along those type of lines, which isn't bad for having it for 2 weeks or 2 months. I just need to keep on putting the content out there, but people seem to be enjoying it and I am happy doing it. The podcast seems to be doing well, which is great. I want to get the YouTube channel up and running and we'll get that done soon. Might just need to wait until my redundancy pay though, until I can get a camera, and then that'll be it. I will be out in the wilderness going here, there and everywhere. I want to get up to the highlands of Scotland and yeah, do some stuff up there. It's gonna be amazing. And just see loads of Scotland. And then maybe next year can like I possibly go down to England, down to Wales. I've never been down to Wales, actually. So I would quite happily do that. And the fact that my car is just banging like 40 quid a petrol and that'll give me like 375 miles. It's like, yes, I'm laughing all the way down there. And all the way up as well. I can go all the way up to Scotland, like top of Scotland. I mean, I've already done that drive for working with Hydrosave when I used to go up to like Orkney and we used to drive up to Thurso and get the ferry over from, is it Scrabster? Can't really remember. It's in Thurso anyway, or just outside of Thurso. And yeah, we used to get the ferry over there. It's a horrible, horrible time when you're leaving that ferry and you can see the mainland disappearing. Orkney's not too bad though, because on a sunny day you can still see like John of Groats and Thurso and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, there's the mainland. But yeah, when you're up in Shetland, that's a whole different kettle of fish. Just everywhere you look is bloody water. Feel like Father Jack, you know, like when he sobers up from alcohol in that episode of Father Ted, where they need to give up like the stuff for Lent, and boy is it, Father Ted gives up smoking, and Dougal gives up rollerblading, and Father Jack, they make him stop the alcohol, and he sobers up, and he looks around, and he's like, don't tell me I'm still on that freaking island. And that's exactly how I feel when I go up to Shetland, where you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I'm still on this godforsaken island. Don't get me wrong, Shetland is absolutely stunning, but I've been up there now. I can't even tell you how many times I've been up there. I've been up there so much. Like, I know it like the back of my hand now. It's scary. Like, I've stayed in Lerwick, I've stayed in Sumbra, I've been up in Unst for 2 weeks. And kind of, we had, like, one of the worst storms ever. Yeah, like, you see, like, this was a few years ago, maybe even 2016, right? and we were up in Unst, and we had like the worst weather ever. It was like hurricane weather and all that kind of stuff. We were driving around looking at the carnage. Like, some guys got a, well, they used to have the Doctor Who phone box, police box in his garden, and that got completely destroyed by the wind. There was like goalposts down. There was a couple of floods in the fields and stuff like that. And it was like, oh, look at the carnage announced. And but I'm getting text messages from my mates. Or you're having a look at the weather. You're getting text messages from your mates and everything like that. And it's absolutely glorious down in Aberdeen. Like, I think it was like 24 or something like that. And I've got the map saved on my phone because it shows like all the temperatures around and kind of like the whole of Britain is like 20s, like high 20s, like down in London, I think it was like 30s and stuff like that. And then you go up to Unst and Shetland and all that, and I think we had like 13 degrees weather or something. When we were up there as well through that storm, the boats couldn't come in for the milk, so we couldn't get milk for our coffee. So kind of like we're sitting there with named milk and everything like that, and all my mates are posting up on Facebook being like, oh, I've got loads of milk here, you know, like showing their like 6-pinters and everything like that. And you're like, you boys are absolutely dickheads right now, I just love a coffee right now. And you couldn't have one. But yeah, Shetland is absolutely amazing. Like, if you ever get the chance to go up and see it, I would highly recommend it. Because Shetland is beautiful if you can go up there and then you can stay a couple of days up, kind of like traveling around and stuff like that, then it is amazing. I would highly recommend it. It is so picturesque. It is unbelievable. But you see, when you've been up there for like, I think I went, the first time that I went up there, I think I went up on 9 trips. So that was like, up there for 2 weeks, home for a week, up there for another 2 weeks, home for a week, up there for another. So kind of like that really blew my mind going up there that much. And kind of like the guy who I was working with as well, he was a bit of a knobhead, a bit of a bully type thing. Kind of like, yeah, like, it's weird. He's one of those people that kind of like thinks that he's right. And but the second that you check him, then that was it, you know, like he would never say anything else to you. Just, you know, like if he knew that he could get away with that type of behavior, then he would get away with it type thing. But then if someone bigger and more confident than him would check him on it, then he would totally shut up. Whereas this was when I was back when I couldn't stick up for myself or anything like that. I remember I broke the shower one time and I stood in the shower, just kind of like standing there, just being like, oh my God, like, this is just going to be absolute torture because he's going to say something. And it's like, you know, like acting like I would do it on purpose, you know, like go in there and break the shower and then I'm shouting at you like he's your dad. And it's like, it's a fucking accident for Christ's sake. You know, like they think I really meant to go in there and break the shower. Like, honestly. But yeah, so kind of like going up there loads and loads and loads was a bit of a nightmare. And I was meant to be going back up again just before the coronavirus hit. And then when the coronavirus hit, like all of our trips got cancelled, but I was only meant to be going up there for like, what was it? Two or three trips or something like that, which isn't too bad. But it all depends where you're going. Most of the time you're spent sitting in the van anyway, because the weather is absolutely atrocious. Like, I mean, if you're, we go by listening. So kind of like if it's really, really windy, then you can't hear a leak through your listening stick because the wind just hits your stick and then it just sounds like a bloody leak anyway. So there's no point in going out sounding or going out and doing your job until it calms down, or you might miss something and then you would get told to go around it again. So it's like, well, what's the point in going out missing something? I'll wait until the weather's better. But yeah, kind of like I've seen us being up on trips up there and you get like, I don't know, like 2 to 3 days where you can do as much work as possible, and the rest of the time you're just sitting around. When the fog rolls in as well, when you're at Sumbra Head, you can't see anything, and it's like, well, I ain't going walking around in fields, and then all of a sudden you're right next to a cow. Like, I've been chased by cows, and it's quite a daunting experience, to be quite honest. It's not a very nice experience. So yeah, so like I just stay out of the fields with cows. Like, they, I just do not trust them, and they'll smash you with their big brick heads as well. Like, And yeah, like they just really freak me out. So it's like, yeah, well, I mean, if it's foggy and everything, like I'm not walking through fields where I can't see what's in the field. There might be livestock and everything like that. So you've got like 10 hours in a van sitting there waiting for the weather to clear up that never clears up because it's Shetland. Like if your dad works offshore or anything like that, ask them about Shetland because it's always bloody foggy. But see, the first time that I went up, like the first time up in Lerwick and stuff like that, it was absolutely stunning. I think that we got like 17, 18 degrees. It was absolutely gorgeous, like that first couple of trips that we went up. But as soon as we started moving up and through the place, then yeah, the weather started getting absolutely atrocious. It was really, really bad. But I've seen some totally amazing things up in Shetland, like totally amazing things. Like I saw the Northern Lights when we were up there. We'd done a bit of night shift up by, oh God, I can't even remember the name of the place. It's got like the best fish and chip shop as well. Bray is like the last little village. This little village, like, I mean, it's got some stunning houses there and stuff like that, but yeah, it's got like a car garage, and then it's got a hotel where all the posh, you know, like all the offshore workers stay, so it's expensive as anything. Like, that's the thing with Shetland as well. It's so expensive to get up there. It's so expensive to rent out anywhere and all that kind of stuff. So I can understand why a lot of people don't manage to get up there. Also, the boats are absolutely atrocious of getting up. You know, like I think you're actually cheaper going on a holiday to Spain and going away abroad than you are up in Shetland. So I can understand why not many people have been up there. But the chance to go up there when you're working with your work is absolutely superb. So yeah, so kind of like we saw the Northern Lights up there. We downloaded the Northern Light app, which tells you how lucky you are if you're gonna see it or not, and your chances of seeing it. And there was one night where it was like your chances are quite high of seeing it, and the cloud cover wasn't that bad. So we went out and done a night shift, and we were driving around, and it was like, oh, what's happening? But we downloaded this app on our phone that allowed you to take, well, it's like long exposure photos, but this was back in the day when your cameras didn't have the long exposures on them. So you downloaded an app, and they took, what was it? I think it was about 12 photos and then stitched it together. So it was grainy as anything. But we managed to get photos of the Northern Lights. Like when they first came about, you couldn't really see them, but when you were taking photos, you could see like the green bit, and then later on, it was like the green and the yellow. I mean, it wasn't a total spectacular Northern Lights. Like I've seen ones that photos from down near Aberdeen and everything like that, and it's got the blue and the pink, the purple, and all that kind of stuff. Like I really want to get out this year, and definitely experience the Northern Lights this year. That I'll make it my mission. I've still got that up. So yeah, like I'm definitely gonna make it my mission to go out and see them and hopefully catch them. And then one other time we saw the killer whales down there. There's an app that that you can join, the Shetland Killer Whales, and we saw the 27 pod, and they had a little calf with them. And that was just incredible, like managing to see those type of animals in their natural habitat was completely and utterly stunning. Like when we first saw them, they were quite far away and they were hunting. I think they got a porpoise or something like that as well. Like they were hunting a porpoise, because that's it, they're really, really slow. Like when they first came up, you know, like really, really slow. But as soon as they saw that porpoise and they knew that they were going for it, then it was just speed all over the place. And then they moved down closer to the bay, searching for seals, and we drove down, and then we ran kind of like over this like cliffy, like beach, stony beach cliff bit and stuff like that, and then the bull male came right in so close, and kind of like I've got a video of it. It's absolutely amazing, and kind of like you see his big and dorsal fin coming out, and then you can hear the breathing, like you can hear the breath hole going, and you can hear them spraying out water and stuff. It was incredible. It really was. You know, like that was amazing getting to see that. So I have been really lucky. The fact that I've also been up to Orkney as well, seeing all the standing stones and all that kind of stuff, you know, like, that's been absolutely amazing. You know, like, I can't fault my job there. I have been very, very lucky for that. And I guess even with my job, even around the northeast of Scotland, like, I mean, I've been to places that I didn't even know existed around the northeast of Scotland. And I mean, you get to see that scenery, you're getting a drive there and stuff like that. So kind of like, my job's great for that. It's just the workplace politics that I don't like, but we won't get into that today. But yeah, like, I have been really lucky to do that. I have been really lucky to see that. But yeah, staying up at these places for weeks on end is it's not great. Maybe Orkney's a bit better, but I've totally noticed after being in Shetland and going to Orkney, Orkney people think that they're well better than you. They're all these tough, like, how they definitely do. It's quite a weird environment, like, where they think that they're better than you. And you're just like, you're not better than me. Like, who the hell do you think you are? But yeah, the Shetland people are absolutely fantastic, really, really nice people. It's a fantastic place. I would highly recommend going and seeing it. The history around it's absolutely beautiful. I just wouldn't recommend going up there and staying for 2 weeks. I mean, it'd be pretty cool if you didn't need to go to work every day and kind of, you could just go around and explore, then I could understand that. But the fact that I've had to do it with work and being stuck up on Unst for 2 weeks. I think I had to go back up to Unst and I was there with the boss's son. That was bad. Not knowing what the boss's son was going to be like. And he was young as well, like a school leaver. So you can imagine that. Like, didn't know how to tidy up after him selling a bin. Like, yeah, that, it was bad. That was a bad trip. But yeah, still an amazing experience. You know, like, these things are set to test us, and I made it. The week off was well duly, well and truly amazing, shall we say. But yeah, so I've rambled on for like 22 minutes, so let's, I'll come back to my notes and we'll see where that is. So kind of like, so my spiritual journey, like, I've been told that I sound holy jolly and religious, and I'm spouting my mouth off. Like, this is from the naysayers, the people who hate you, the people who are nay happy that you're happy type thing. But again, remember what we said yesterday, like, if it makes sense to you, like, if it makes you happy, then it doesn't need to make sense to anybody else. So just remember that, kind of like, never let anybody beat you down about the things that make you happy. But the spiritual journey, kind of like, it, like, it's very, like, Buddha and Hinduism and stuff like that, and you'll actually find that there, it's not a religion, it's a way of life. Like, I'm not trying to be like, oh, you need to worship some sort of god or something like that. I'm not like that. I'm just saying that, kind of like, there's a, well, I think that it's a better way of life. I'm now a lot happier person, being more aware, kind of like meditating. The hustle and bustle in my head is completely gone. I find that I'm a lot happier person. I found that I don't tend to bullshit anymore. Kind of like, I like, if people are bullshitting me, then it's just like, I can't be arsed with that drama anymore. Whereas before, I would have been right up in the drama, kind of like reading all the drama on Facebook. You know, like, when people, you know those people that you get on Facebook where they're all like, oh, Jimmy said this and blah, 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 and then they air all their dirty laundry on Facebook. Kind of like, I would be one of those people that would be in there reading the comments and everything like that. Like, I loved the drama. Used to read the Dear Deirdre section in the Sun newspaper, but now don't buy the Sun because they're dirty bastards. Kind of like, didn't buy the Sun. What's that? A dirty, dirty newspaper. But yeah, back when I didn't understand. Yeah, like, I was reading the Dear Deirdre. Like, I used to work in a shop in Costcutters just across from the prison, and kind of like, I would used to read like Nuts and Zoo, and then kind of like there would be the women's magazines like Take a Break and all that kind of stuff, and they had ultimate drama in them, like ultimate drama, and I was well in there. Those women magazines where they've got those stories about stuff that happened a few years ago and you're getting the full story and everything like that, I was right there loving that shit. And now it's just like, I cannot be bothered with that drama, like, at all. That gossip kind of community that we set for ourselves, where we're gossiping about other people and what they're doing in their life and all that kind of stuff. Now I just want to be kind. I just want to be kind. If you can be anything, just be kind to people. You do not know what these people are going through in their day-to-day life. Just be kind. No, it's including me. Like, alright, I've got a podcast and everything like that, but I don't tell everyone everything, just like everyone doesn't tell you everything. Kind of like, this is what happens. You're only going to see the good in other people's life because that's what they're going to show you. They're not going to show you that they kind of like that they're arguing with their ex or they're arguing with their partner, or they don't love their partner anymore and they're just holding it together for the kids and all that kind of stuff. You know, like, you're not going to be told that. So who are we as people to just shite on other people, basically? Like, we honestly do not know what's happening. You probably know about, well, I don't know. I'm not going to give a statistic, because I haven't got a clue. But yeah, kind of like it. Just be kind. Just be kind. You totally do not know what people are going through. Just be nice. Just smile. Just say hello. If you've got an opinion about it and stuff like that, just shut up. Don't say your opinion. I've totally learned that. It took me a hell of a long time where I thought that, well, I'm getting happier, so you should be doing this as well. So you're now going to listen to what I think that you should be doing in your life. And I really, really, really struggled with that. Why are you not listening? Why are you doing it this way? You're doing it wrong, blah, blah, blah. And now it's just like, nah, well, I can't even be arsed giving my energy away now. Kind of like, I really cannot be arsed. If you come to me and ask me a question or ask something about what I'm doing in my life, then like, I'll quite happily speak to you about it, but I've totally realised that, like, if people want to know, then they'll come and ask you. You don't need to be forcing your shit down their throat, a bit like what religions do on a daily basis. What is it? What's that meme that was going around? It's alright to have a religion, or having a religion is a bit like having a penis. It's alright to have a religion, just like it's alright to have a penis. But if you're waving it around and shoving it in people's faces, then we've got a bit of a problem here. And it's very true. I don't mind if you've got a religion. I honestly do not mind. But yeah, don't be preaching to me, please. I won't preach to you. If you come to me and ask me something, then I'll tell you what I've been doing. The podcast is a bit different because I'm putting this out and you choose whether you want to listen to it. But I'm glad that there is the people that do listen to it and they find it helpful and they've been doing some of the things that I've been saying. Like, it's great, makes me happy. If it's making you happy, then that's even better. It's great. We'll all get on as one big family. Still thinking about getting this merch, like, definitely. I'm really keen on getting this merch. I think I want to start doing some advertising as well. Sorry, I needed to hydrate myself there. My mouth was getting a bit sticky, shall we say. But yeah, religions. Now, when I was listening to Alan Watts, like, I downloaded like an Alan Watts, it was like his seminars, and I think there's about 8 or there might be more than that. I can't even remember. But yeah, it's Alan Watts seminars, and he's talking about it, and he talks about the church. And he talks about kings and queens first, and he says that it can, like, kings and queens are scared of its people, so that's why they've got their backs up against the walls. Like, when you come in, you need to bow, because, like, they might attack, you know, like, the people might attack you because you're ruling over them, basically. So they've got the backs to the walls, you know, like, your hands are down on the ground, so that they made sure that you're not going to stab them or can, like, kill them or anything like that. And he was like, the Catholic Church is like that, you know, like, they, I think he says that they stand at the east facing wall, and the clergy is or the whatever it is, he's above you, looking down on you. So there's already this kind of like, I am higher than you, I am better than you, you will bow down and listen to me. And then he says in the Protestant churches that it's like a courthouse. Like, you've got the minister or whatever and like the box, and then you've got another box, and then you've got all the pews and stuff like that. And it's like a courthouse. So the two, like, your church is like your king and queen, your that kind of style. And then you've got the courthouse for the other one. So kind of like when they're speaking to you, it's like, I am better than you. And they're also telling you that kind of like, God isn't inside of you. Whereas the Buddha and the Hindus, they all say that kind of like, you are God. I'm God, you're God. We are our own gods of our own reality. We create our own reality. Because if you think about it, right, the things that we see come in through our eyeballs, and then it gets processed at the back of our eyeball. So whatever you are seeing is being created inside you, which is mind-blowing. I understand. It blew my mind as well. So you can create your own reality. You can't even speak. But yeah, you create your own reality. You can create it whatever way you want. You just need to start believing in it. You just need to start believing that I can do that, and then go away and do it. The best way to do it as well is to start telling yourself that you do these things. You are the type of person who, like, I tell myself, I've already got a successful podcast. I've already got a successful TikTok account. These things have already found me. And then you work hard towards it, and before you know it, your reality, the dreams that you had, is now becoming a reality. And it's such a beautiful way to look at it. Like, I look back now in my life and I think about all the crap that was happening in my life, you know, like time after time where it just felt like nothing was getting better. And I now look back at it and it's like, I can't believe that it was my fault the whole entire time, basically, that I just had crap after one thing, after another. And it was because I was negatively thinking, constantly negatively thinking. So why I was thinking today, I was creating more of that tomorrow. And now that I've went through this spiritual awakening, and like I've done my shadow work in my van, where I locked myself in the van for months, I think. I can't even remember, because it was really, really difficult. It was a really tough time then. And I think that's a lot, you know, like, you're seeing a lot of the spiritual awakening on TikTok, and I mean, I'm probably exactly the same, actually, you know, like, but I don't really talk about the spiritual side about it. I'm more motivational, like, I like being motivational, but it's, a lot of the people don't go on about the struggles, the kind of like constant greeting, or the fact that basically the old you is dying, and that is really, really difficult to come to terms with, because you've lived with this person for your whole entire life, and then you realize that it's just not serving you anymore, and then that person then becomes, you start becoming someone different, you start having different thoughts, like, kind of like, I was such a loner when that was happening, you know, like, just sitting in my van for hours on end, like, not listening to anything, just sitting in my van, not talking to anybody, not listening to anything, you know, like, when I was driving, it was just me in my head, just constantly thinking, just being like, I can't even remember what I was thinking, to be honest, kind of like, I really can't, it's like I can't even, like, yeah, I don't even know where that person's went now, he's completely gone, like, he has died, and this new person has arrived that I'm so much happier being this person that I am now, instead of being that person that I was before, where it was just ultimate hate to everyone, kind of like, and yeah, just being that really horrible person, basically, just a disgusting human being, to be quite honest, like, and it does, kind of like, thinking back to it, and it's like, I'm so glad that I'm not that person anymore, and I can actually remember the change. I remember kind of like, what was it, Max got into my car, and he hit the car next to mine. Now, normally, I would have just been like, oh my god, like, close the door, shouting at Max and everything like that, and kind of, he would have been, like, looking around to make sure that no one saw, and then I would drive away, and I understand that this is absolutely horrible saying this, but I totally wouldn't do that anymore, but it's being young and not wanting the confrontation, like, I was so scared of confrontation, and it was like, I am going to stop, and I wrote a note, and I said, kind of like, I went and had a look at the guy's car, and kind of like, it hit a scuff, but it, you know, like, the scuff door, it didn't make a scuff or anything like that, it hit, like, the bit down at the bottom that it's meant to hit, and it doesn't really scratch your car, but I wrote a note anyway, and I said, look, man, like, my son's hit your car, kind of like, I've had a look, there's no mark on it, but here is my address, here's my phone number, kind of like, if there's any damage to your car, then come up and speak to me, kind of like, we'll talk about it, I'll give you the insurance details and all that kind of stuff, and I mean, he didn't, but I knew that there was a shift then, because it was like, well, I wouldn't have done that before, it was almost like a test, like, the universe was testing me to see what I would do in that situation. And then not long after that, there was another situation where I parked my car across the road from someone's driveway, but he had left his car on his driveway. Now, when I parked up, there was another car coming down, so they managed to get past my car and his car. So I was like, all right, that's fine. I'm not blocking any traffic. I'll go and get Max and everything. So when I came back to my car, the guy's waiting outside his house, and kind of like, this guy is huge, with tattoos and everything like that, and he looks at me, and he's like, oh, do you not know the fucking red, like, the fucking, the rules of the road, basically, your highway code, that's it, he was like, oh, do you not know the fucking highway code then, and I was like, and normally, kind of, I remember the switch, and I was just like, right, this is normally where you would run away from this, Ian, and you'd be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, and get Max in the car, and then drive away really quickly, and then he would have won. And I was like, nah, I'm not letting this happen this time. And I was like, all right, I understand you, but stop swearing at me. He was like, oh, well, fuck's sake, do you not know the fucking highway code? Like, fuck's sake, like, this fucking happens all the time. And I was like, all right, I hear you, but stop swearing at me. And he was like, oh, fuck's sake, I but fuck you, do I hear that? Fuck, fuck, fuck. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I've told him, like, this is now the second time. I'm going to now tell him a third time to stop swearing at me. I was like, I'm like, what is going to happen here? So I was like, I hear you, but please stop swearing at me. I was like, I understand it must be frustrating that people park across from your driveway and all that kind of stuff. I understand that, but I've asked you to stop swearing at me. I was like, I've got my 4-year-old kid standing right next to me and you're swearing your arse off. You're swearing like a trooper and stuff like that while I've asked you to stop. I was like, I understand it's frustrating that I parked across your driveway, that other people park across the road from your driveway and you can't get in. I understand that must be frustrating. I will not do that again. But and then I was like, if I can, like, but you keep on swearing at me. I was like, if I sworn at you, and he was like, oh, no. And I was like, exactly. So why do you think that you have the right to swear at me? And he was like, like he didn't really know how to handle it. And kind of like, I just stood there and I was like, no way, this guy's like putting my hand now. Kind of like, I've stood up for myself and now he's the one who's looking like an idiot instead of me running away, driving off, looking like the idiot as well. And that kind of switch that just went off. And I mean, it's happened quite a few times. Like, I've never seen that guy again, actually. I think he actually stays away from me now because there was loads of people as well coming out, you know, like, it was the end of school, basically. Like, all the mothers are coming down and everything. And yeah, kind of like, I've got mothers smiling at me and stuff like that, being like, well done, you total handled yourself total professionally there. And then it happened not that long ago with, like, a lorry driver. Kind of like, I drove up and he was coming down, like, a thingy, and he thought that I was going to try, even though I've got, like, a tiny little Suzuki and he had a massive lorry. And he kind of, like, wound down his window and stuff like that. And he was like, you're a fucking idiot. And I was like, no. I was like, why are you getting mad about the situation? He was like, oh, well, fuck you. He was like, you're going to fucking go. I was like, did you get your lorry through? He was like, all right, well, I was like, exactly. So why the fuck are you getting mad then? But I never swore. I was like, why are you getting mad? And then he's giving, oh, because you're a fucking idiot. I just laughed at him. I was like, why are you getting mad? Like, just laughed. He was well rated. But it's funny. It's a superpower. When you can control your emotions like that, people hate it. People totally hate it. They don't know how to react to you. So it is definitely a superpower. I would highly recommend it in every situation. If you can keep your calm and keep your cool, then you can totally see that the people absolutely hate it. They don't know how to react to you because they're expecting you to get absolutely raging as well. And Yeah, it's really, really mental. But they were the switches. Like, I remembered it happening, being like, well, this isn't the type of person that I would normally be. Kind of like, normally I would run away from these types of situations. And then I think it happened again at work, where kind of like, I went into a meeting and I managed to kind of like, normally I would have been the one who wouldn't really say stuff or wouldn't stick up for myself and all that. And then I went away and done it at work and it was like, yeah, there's definitely a shift happening here where I am now able to speak up for myself, where I was never able to speak up for myself before. And it was the shadow work and the spiritual awakening and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not saying that it's easy, but and it's constantly learning as well. Like, I still get triggered by things that there's still things that I need to work on to work out and everything like that. But I'm so much happier being the person that I am now with this positive mindset and this positive outlook in life, instead of being doom and gloom and wondering why my life's so shite. And it's because I was creating that life for myself. So please don't create that life for yourself. Just don't do it. Start thinking that you can achieve everything that you want in your life, because you can. You just need to believe it. You need to believe in yourself. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Anyway, people, I think I've rambled on quite a lot. I didn't even really, like, I mean, my notes and everything like that, they didn't even really go that far today, did they? About the church and all that, the Alan Watts thing. Just basically rambled about Shetland and all that kind of stuff, so. It's definitely something new, is it, for the EA Ian podcast? But we've managed to bring it back to what we normally bring it back to, which is good. I enjoy it. I enjoy speaking to you all and everything that it brings. And I hope it brings you happiness and joy and some tools to do whatever you're doing in your life journey. But yeah, again, thanks for listening, people. You've been absolutely amazing. We'll start talking about this merch. I'll get this merch done. It's going to be absolutely amazing when we get the merch done. Get some advertising done as well. But people, remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. And once you find happiness from within, then you'll just go out and conquer the world. Believe me. Right, peace and love, people. Peace and love, as always. I will catch you on Thursday's episode. That was close. I nearly said Wednesday's episode. But Thursday's episode, we will be back with something new, hopefully. Hopefully, I'll write down some stuff that we can talk about. Or maybe the listeners. Maybe you, as the listeners, come at me with some more ideas. I'll try and blab about them. But yeah, kind of like, again, thanks for listening. Much appreciated. We'll get the merch up so that you can start buying it. Or I'll give it to you for a cheap price. We'll get it made. And then that'll be my advertising brand. Happy days, people. Right, peace and love as always, guys. I hope you've enjoyed. Don't worry, I'm talking shite here by the merch. I'm not expecting you to go out and buy merch. If we start getting bigger and better and uncut and loved and all that kind of stuff, then yes, merch will be up. But right now, well, I don't know. If you want some merch, let's get some merch made. Right, anyway, I'm gonna go. Thank you for tuning in. Peace and love as always, guys. Ciao.